Assessing the damage. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Well, after a couple of days, people are still trying to find out what the long-term damage of the freeze is going to do to their crops and forests.
In looking at wheat fields, we've split a lot of stems, looked at the internal parts of the plant, but if you get down below 24 degrees at the joining stage, which we're well past that, below 24 for a couple hours, you can experience moderate to severe damage. So until we have several days of warm weather following that freeze event, it's really hard to see a lot of visible symptoms.
That was Paul Hart, Extension Agent in Robertson County, and he says some of the farmers will be able to make hay or straw, and some are choosing to reseed with corn, which can still be planted.
We had a lot of corn that was planted back 2 weeks ago that was 3 inches, maybe 4 inches in height. So it's all of that's burnt. It's laying on the ground. Those situations, growers are looking at replant. One big thing I noticed, too, was in fields that had heavier amount of residue, where it was in the no-till fields, you didn't see as much cold injury, so those fields may have a chance for coming back.
However, it's not only our planted crops that are in danger. Some hardwoods and forests have been hit hard as well. But information and education program specialist for the Department of Forestry for the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, Tim Phelps, says most of the native trees have conditioned themselves to withstand these cold snaps.
So what we are seeing now is that new succulent growth getting hit pretty hard by the freeze and the frost, and killing those tissues. But what the trees are currently in the process of doing are getting geared up, so to speak, to put out a new flush. The younger trees might have a little bit harder time getting through it, especially seedlings planted this year.
Phelps says trees with established roots will be fine. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.